Good morning. Today we are continuing our discussion of the prohibition to go to a secular court, referred to al pi halacha as the arkaos, the isur arkaos. And today we have two shorter questions. The first one is, how about if both of the litigants agree to go to secular court? Is there still a prohibition, or is the prohibition only when a plaintiff forces a defendant, he brings suit against a defendant in secular court? Is that when there's a prohibition? But we can opt out of the prohibition if both of the litigants agree to go to a secular court. So the Maaser, we're going to go back to the drasha we started this topic with. It's a Gemara in Gittin that said on the pasuk ve'eileh hamishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. These are the laws that you will put in front of them. The drush is that we have to go to a basting, lifnehem, or is in front of proper dayanim. And the Gemara there makes two drushas. The first drusha is lifnehem, we have to go in front of the dayanim, velo lifne ovde kochavim, and not in front of idolaters. In other words, not in front of a non-Jewish court. And davar acher, the second drasha is lifnehem, in front of mumchim, in front of proper dayanim, v'lo lifnei hedyotot, and not to go even in front of Jews who don't have domain expertise in what is brought in front of them. So the first prohibition in the Gemara is don't go to a secular court of non-Jews or ovdei kochavim, and the second is even in front of Jews, if they're not proper dayanim, we can't go in front of them as well. So the Ramban ala Torah says that although these are both two drushas on the same pasuk, there is an important distinction between them. And the distinction is as follows, says the Ramban. Shimratu shnei ba'alei hadin lavo lifnei ha'hedyot sheb'Yisrael. If the two litigants want to, they agree, they consent to go in front of Jews, they're simply not proper dayanim because they're not experts. They're not rabbanim who have proper understanding of the halachas of the case being brought in front of them, but they're Jewish, they're more simple, ordinary people that don't have a lot of experience in the halachas. If the litigants agree nonetheless to go in front of them and have them decide the case, it is mutter as long as they have accepted upon themselves to go. They've consented together to go. That is going to be an effective judgment, and it will be binding upon the litigants. However, when it comes to the first drasha, and that drasha is not going in front of non-Jews, the Ramban explains that even if both of the litigants consent together to go to a secular court, that is still absolutely prohibited, and that is the case even if they would judge the same as a basting. It doesn't matter, even if their laws are the same as the halacha, it doesn't matter, it is still prohibited. And in fact, that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Siman Chavvav, Va'afilu nitratzu shnei ba'alei dinim ladun bifneim. Even if the two litigants agree to go in front of the secular non-Jewish court, it is usur, it is still prohibited. Now the Pischei Choshen actually expands this, and he says you have to be careful when you're signing various contracts and agreements with companies of various sorts, that sometimes they put in a clause that you will be required to go to a secular court. And the Pischei Choshen says sheyesh baze mishum kabbalah shipur arkaos, that by virtue of simply signing that agreement, agreeing to that agreement, and it has that clause in there that is dictating that if there is a disagreement between the parties, that they will go to secular court. V'nira shagam ze'asur, he is of the view that that is prohibited as well. Our second, much shorter question is, we said in the first drasha, in the Gemara and Gittin, lifnehem, we put our cases in front of a beistin, in front of proper dayanim, v'lo lifnei ovde kochavim, and literally not in front of idolaters. So our question is, does the prohibition only apply, the first of the prohibitions that you can't opt out of, does it only apply if the judges are actually idolaters, or does it apply as well even if they're not idolaters but they are non-Jews? For example, if they are Muslim, according to most poskim, Muslims are not ovde avodah zorah, they are not idolaters, but certainly they are not Jewish. So the Shu'at Tashbitz in the Chuta Meshula says hu kol al das umazo, he's referring to the Muslims, and he says the prohibition indeed does include non-Jews who are not idolaters. Afal pi she'enam ovdei avodah zorah, even though they are not active worshippers of avodah zorah, they don't believe in avodah zorah, nonetheless, they do not agree with the dictates of the Torah. They don't agree with halacha. And accordingly, somebody who opts to go to a secular court of a non-Jew, even if they're not idolaters, it doesn't matter. That person is choosing a set of laws, effectively saying that they are superior to that of the Torah. And that is the fundamental problem with going to a secular court, is using a set of laws other than the Torah, which is the ideal way to adjudicate our issues. So on the bottom line, the Shu Tashbe says, and this is how we paskin, that the prohibition is not limited to a court of idolaters, but is inclusive of non-Jewish judges, regardless of their beliefs, believing in a unitary God or not, it doesn't matter. The prohibition applies. And Amir Tashem, we will continue with a new question tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.